It also was a bad day for Southern California's divorce industry, always a multi-million dollar record setter. Commentator Pat Morrison explains.
A big double divorce got away. A major marriage didn't break up. LA has had any number of big splits already. This is a town where some lawyers won't even touch a case that has less than $100 million at stake. This is especially good for the economy when you consider that the divorce industry alone, by making two out of one, has created scores of new mega millionaires, two single millionaires where only one millionaire couple existed before. Let's review some divorce history. LA Lakers and Washington Redskins owner Jack Kent Cook had to pony up $41 million to his ex, the largest such award in history to date, the date being 1979, the ruling by Judge Wapner, before he made it to TV and perhaps even into the ranks of millionaires himself. Kevin Costner, a reported $80 million settlement on the future ex, Mrs. Costner. Steven Spielberg, about $100 million to his first wife, Amy Irving. Neil Diamond, $150 million to his second wife. The third ex, Mrs. Johnny Carson, in 1985 got $35,000 a month for more than 5 years, a Bel Air house, two New York apartments, and, among other trifles, a Mercedes, a Rolls, and 75 Krugerrands. And Wendy McCaw, splitting with her cell phone pioneer husband Craig, departed holy matrimony with a reported $500 million and is now a billionaire in her own right. But this was one for the books, L.A. versus L.A. The pending divorce of the San Fernando Valley from Greater Los Angeles has just been thrown out of court by the judges, the voters of Los Angeles. So has the Hollywood divorce. The neighborhood, notorious as divorced Starlet Central, will be staying within the bonds of civic wedlock. The voters have said so. As celebrity divorces go, these would have been pikers anyway. The forces for divorce and against it only spent about $10 million to make their cases, which is chump change in these parts. And the alimony stakes were so low that hotshot Beverly Hills divorce lawyers would surely have turned the case down. Breaking up would have cost the San Fernando Valley $127 million in alimony the first year, with decreasing payments spread out over the next 19. The same goes for Hollywood, where the price of breaking up would have been $21 million for the first of 20 years of alimony checks. But Los Angeles, all of it, will be sticking together and heading for lengthy marriage counseling. And really, voters did the right thing. It would have been a nasty divorce. And the custody battles. L.A. would have kept the Oscars, but given up to the San Fernando Valley, the X-rated movie-making capital of the world, the porn film equivalent called The Night of the Stars. L.A. would have maintained custody of the Watts Towers, the Museum of Contemporary Art, and the new concert hall designed by Frank Gehry. And the Valley would have been able to keep Historic Cultural Monument No. 184, a 22-foot-tall backyard tower of wooden beer pallets.
The comments of Pat Morrison, a writer for the Los Angeles Times and author of the book Rio L.A., Tales from the Los Angeles River. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.